Have you ever considered becoming a pastor or a deaconess? Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, invites you to prayerfully consider a weekend event where you attend classes, talk with students and faculty, and worship at Kramer Chapel. Prayerfully Consider is October 10th through the 12th on the campus of Concordia Theological Seminary. For more information, call 1-800-481-2155 or send an email to admission@ctsfw.edu. The time has come to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. This is a little game that we like to play with our listeners. It's not much of a game. It's so simple. But it is your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. And I have Issues T-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. And to review this week's Issues Etc. audio. That's one of the things we like to do. And to whet your appetite for what we've been playing here that you may have missed. And an opportunity just to kind of put your two cents in on why you think what you're hearing in these sound bites is worthy of being Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You might agree with it. You might disagree with it. You might find it remarkable for any number of reasons. Your reasons are your own, but we'd like to know what they are, where you're listening, and which of these sound bites should be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, September the 13th. 1-877-623-MYIE. You vote by sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Please include your city and state. We'd like to know where you listen. Sending us a tweet at IssuesETC or voting at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Please include that city and state. Soundbite number one this week comes from Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer. When it comes to Scripture, are inspiration, inerrancy, and infallibility enough?
This is what we hear a lot from conservative American Christianity, that you have this list and you're dotting all of your I's, and that you have the inspired word, the infallible word, the inerrant word, and basically what you're trying to get at, is this word true? So is it from God? If it's from God, it's truth, and therefore we can be certain and sure. But there's a little bit more than just, is it true? The real issue at hand is this word efficacious? Is this word the word that God uses to work salvation in the hearer? So rather than just merely being informative, just giving you the information about truth, it's performative. It actually does what it says. So it's God who speaks creation into existence. He says, let there be light, and there is. It's Jesus who says, this is my body, take and eat, and it is. And so this efficacious is that the words actually do what they say. There's a power there from God.
All right, that's soundbite number one, Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer, our inspiration, infallibility, and inerrancy enough. If you want it to be soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to go first, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. Dr. Robert Gagnon, we were talking and responding to Kevin Rudd, the former Prime Minister of Australia, and his arguments for same-sex marriage. Here's Dr. Gagnon answering the question, if an impulse is inborn, does that make it normal and natural?
That's just absurd. Because you have an innate urge to do something, it's normal and natural. My wife worked for 10 years in the prison systems in Massachusetts counseling sex offenders, most of whom were pedophiles. None of them chose this behavioral lifestyle of being a pedophile. Who would choose to be a pedophile if that was an option for them in terms of their attractions? But that's where their attractions were. It was not a matter of complete voluntary choice that they experienced the attractions. Engaging in the behavior, now that's a matter of choice, because we're not mere biological robots. Just because we experience an attraction, we don't have to act on it. They never adopted in the psychology department of the Massachusetts correctional system. They never adopted the view because active choice was not involved in the experience of impulse by pedophiles, that therefore it was a normal and natural condition.
All right, that's soundbite number two, Dr. Robert Gagnon. If an impulse is inborn, does that mean that it's normal and natural? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Your vote determines which one should be Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number three comes from Shane Rosenthal of the White Horse Inn, answering the question, why is Joel Osteen's book, Your Best Life Now, why has that been so popular?
I am of the conviction that the reason that particular book and others like it, Purpose Driven Life is another example, were successful, were amazingly successful, is because they are touching that secular religious perspective that now is really what's important. And if you can sort of mask it in spiritual language so that people can think this is really what Christianity is, but basically it's totally redefined. It's redefined secularism. Christianity's emphasis is not on right now. Christianity's emphasis is on what God was doing when he reconciled the world to himself in Christ. And there's a particular historical emphasis there, what happened at the cross, and the Old Testament looked forward to that, and the New Testament looked backwards toward all Christian history since then, continues to look back at that particular pivotal point. So we are not at the center of the universe. God is, and in particular, there was a particular point in history that the world was reshaped from, and that's at the cross.
That's soundbite number three, Shane Rosenthal of the White Horse Inn, why Joel Osteen's books and others like them, Your Best Life Now, are so very popular and influential. If you'd like it to be soundbite of the week, we need your vote. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Send us that email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote. Here comes soundbite number four, and after which we'll take your phone calls, your email, your tweets, and your votes at our Facebook fan page. Soundbite number four, Dr. Clay Jones, responding to atheists in general, but in particular, atheist Victor Stanger's argument for a universe out of nothing.
We talk about the Kalam cosmological argument, which is everything that begins to exist has a cause. The universe began to exist, therefore the universe has a cause. Atheists today really don't challenge that the universe began to exist, premise two. What they challenge actually is premise one, is that the universe popped into existence out of nothing uncaused. And so Stanger wrote, since nothing is as simple as it gets, we cannot expect it to be very stable. It would likely undergo a spontaneous phase transition to something more complicated, like a universe containing matter. The transition of nothing to something is a natural one, not requiring an agent. That's crazy talk. He's just making this stuff up as he goes. But yet, Stanger's not alone. Other atheists think the same thing. When it comes to the origin of first life, Edmund Hoyle, whom Dawkins himself called a brilliant physicist and cosmologist, said that the odds of first life coming together is the same as a tornado sweeping through a junkyard and assembling a 747. Well, are we really supposed to take this seriously? These kinds of phenomenal, astronomical, supercalifragilistic, expialidocious kinds of luck that we're supposed to go, wow, this is really serious stuff, or should we begin to expose it and say, this is crazy talk. This is the result of, I don't want to have to believe there's a God, and I don't, la, 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 la. And I think we need to treat it that way, or at least be aware of it.
All right, that was soundbite number four, Dr. Clay Jones responding to atheist Victor Stanger's A Universe Out of Nothing argument. It's your turn now. Your votes determine which one is going to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. This break is a great time to call, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to go first, 1-877-623-6943. Coming to you live this Friday afternoon, September the 13th. You can also vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org. via our Twitter, @IssuesETC, or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Your votes and your pick for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, next.
Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord,
sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church. Providing artillery support for the church militant on the front lines, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Logia, a journal of Lutheran theology, presents a new book of essays in honor of Daniel Preuss. It's titled Proper Christum, Christ at the Center. This new hardcover book will be out in November and features essays from Issues Etc. regular guests Matt Harrison, Scott Murray, David Scare, and others. You can save $10 by advance ordering in August or $5 by pre-ordering in September. Check out Proper Christum, Christ at the Center at shop.logia.org.
This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. If you designate your Thrivent Choice dollars to Issues Etc. online before October 31st, Thrivent will designate an additional $25 to Issues Etc. For more information on how you can designate funds to Lutheran Public Radio and give an additional $25 to LPR, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page at issuesetc.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm gonna give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. It's Friday afternoon, September the 13th. We're coming to you live, and we're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We have heard our four soundbites. We've played them for you. And now it's your turn. Your vote determines which one will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's also your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package, the best vote. At the end of the voting, we'll get the LPR bundle package. And I have Issues T-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. And if you're voting by phone, you get to vote. You get to go first. We'll just line you up, 1-877-623-6943. Send us that vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We've left space there for you to do so, facebook.com/issuesetc. Which one will it be? Will it be soundbite number one, Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer, our inspiration, inerrancy, and infallibility enough when it comes to God's Word? Will it be soundbite number two, Dr. Robert Gagnon, if an impulse is inborn, does that make it normal or natural? Will it be soundbite number three, Shane Rosenthal, why Joel Osteen's Your Best Life Now and similar books are so very popular? Or will it be soundbite number four, Dr. Clay Jones responding to atheist Victor Stanger's argument for a universe with no cause out of nothing? 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC or visit our Facebook fan page and vote there, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Up first from St. Peter's, Missouri, here is Chris. Thanks for waiting on the line, Chris.
Hello, I wanted to vote for number four.
And why is that?
Because so much evolutionary talk is just crazy talk.
All right, well put. Thank you very much. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943 in Kansas City. Here's Mike. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, hi, Pastor Wilkin. I wish people listening would consider supporting Issues, et cetera. It's a great resource. And, well, I have to vote for Shane Rosenthal. I think he's exactly right. You know, my time in the evangelical church, I was taught to almost always take Scripture and interpret it through the lens of life application. I mean, in other words, I wasn't looking for or to Christ. Rather, I was taught to look for what I could apply to my own life. And, you know, this way of eisegesis, it really prevented me from putting my hope in the kingdom that was to come. What it did was my hope was always put in my best life now, and when that didn't turn out so well, that left me hopeless. I mean, Shane's exactly right. This best life now theology, it truly is godless evolutionary secularism.
Thank you very much. That's a vote for soundbite number three, Shane Rosenthal, while Joel Osteen's book and Your Best Life Now and books like it are so very popular. Let's see what Scott has to say. He is listening in Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. Pastor. Dr. Jones gets my vote. It was a brilliant interview, and I agree with him that we have to show that uncaused universe theories are bunk. The claim commits multiple suicides, if that's even possible, because there's a dangerous chain of assumptions in play. If you rule out a God who reveals to you that he created the universe out of nothing, the only way one might do science is to gather data. Assumption one is that nothingness is observable. That falls flat. Observers are material. Nothingness that existed before matter precludes that nothingness is observability. A human observer would be matter observing the void before matter existed. As if that weren't ludicrous enough on its own merits, Sayer goes on to assumption two, we have observed nothingness. And then assumption three, we have observed enough about nothingness to know how it behaves. Ironically, the God who made this universe called Stanger a fool in Psalm 14 thousands of years before Stanger existed.
Smartest listeners in radio. Scott, thanks for listening in Illinois. What about the rest of you? Plenty of time for your votes and your phone calls, your email, and your votes at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, 1-877-623-6943. Your vote picks Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, September the 13th, 1-877-623-6943. Listening in Lincoln, Nebraska, Grady says he's voting for Soundbite number 3, Shane Rosenthal, why Joel Osteen's books like Your Best Life Now are so very popular. Grady says, everyone wants to wish upon a star, and Joel preaches the wish upon a star theme. Very well put, Grady. Thanks for listening in Nebraska. In Evansville, Indiana, Mike says, my vote goes to Dr. Clay Jones, as he was really on a roll with his exposing what the atheist emperors are and that they have no clothes. Very well put as well there in Evansville, Indiana. Benjamin also listens in Indiana. He says, my vote is for Dr. Jones. That's soundbite number 4. Because I agree that careful listening is hard, but needs to be done. If we don't want to be backed into a corner by scientists who claim that rotten meat turns into maggots, then we need to do the hard job of listening carefully and sorting through the mess. Otherwise, reason will no longer have a seat at the table. Plus, he says, I'm positive Mary Poppins believed in a six-day creation. Which sound up do you think ought to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week? Soundbite number 1, Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer, are inspiration, inerrancy, and infallibility enough? Soundbite number 2, Dr. Robert Gagnon, if an impulse is inborn, does it make it natural? Soundbite number 3, Shane Rosenthal, why Joe Osteen's books, Your Best Life Now, and those like them are so popular? Or soundbite number 4, Dr. Clay Jones, responding to atheist Victor Stanger's A Universe with No Cause, Out of Nothing argument. 1-877-623-6943. Give us a call and vote. 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your vote in it. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. On the subject of science, speaking of that Clay Jones bite that is one of your candidates for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September is a little booklet, very helpful for framing the issue between religion and science. It's called 5 Things You Can Do to Appreciate Science and Love the Bible from Concordia Publishing House. It's written by a regular guest, Pastor Charles St. Ange. Very simply put, it explains how it is that science and Holy Scripture are not in conflict with one another. One needs not worry about these things. It exposes some of those myths of science, and it has some practical help for teaching these things to your kids and to yourself as well. You'll find it all in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September. 5 Things You Can Do to Appreciate Science and Love the Bible. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org. Or call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Ask for the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September, 5 Things You Can Do to Appreciate Science and Love the Bible. Back to the phones in St. Louis. Diane is on the line. Hi, Diane.
Hi. They're all good and they're all important. However, I'm voting for number 2, the Gagnon. I think that would cause the most disturbance among people, and it's a hot spot, you know, it caused the most persecution probably, and if that's any indication of how important it is, so be it.
Diane, thanks for listening in St. Louis. Josh in Kentucky says, my vote is for Pastor Ketchelmeyer. In it, He nails down the ultimate problem with evangelicals and their view of the sacraments, and it comes down to a "did God really say" kind of theology, which, although they on paper they subscribe to the infallibility and the inerrancy, that gets thrown out the window when it comes to into conflict with their false doctrines. Josh, you're quite right. It's not a question of whether it's true. It's a question of, does it do what it says when it comes to the sacraments? Soundbite number 4 is the winner this week, according to your votes. It's Dr. Clay Jones. We're talking about atheism and their claims and the claims of evolution. And here he is responding to atheist Victor Stanger's argument for a universe with no cause out of nothing.
We talk about the Kalam cosmological argument, which is everything that begins to exist has a cause. The universe began to exist, therefore the universe has a cause. Atheists today really don't challenge that the universe began to exist, premise two. What they challenge actually is premise one, is that the universe popped into existence out of nothing uncaused. And so Stanger wrote, since nothing is as simple as it gets, we cannot expect it to be very stable. It would likely undergo a spontaneous phase transition to something more complicated, like a universe containing matter. The transition of nothing to something is a natural one, not requiring an agent. That's crazy talk. He's just making this stuff up as he goes. But yet, Stanger's not alone. Other atheists think the same thing. When it comes to the origin of first life, Edmund Hoyle, whom Dawkins himself called a brilliant physicist and cosmologist, said that the odds of first life coming together is the same as a tornado sweeping through a junkyard and assembling a 747. Well, are we really supposed to take this seriously? These kinds of phenomenal, astronomical, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious kinds of luck that we're supposed to go, wow, this is really serious stuff, or should we begin to expose it and say, this is crazy talk. This is the result of, I don't want to have to believe there's a God, and I don't, la, 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 la. And I think we need to treat it that way, or at least be aware of it.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Dr. Clay Jones responding to atheist Victor Stanger's A Universe with No Cause and Out of Nothing argument. If Grady in Lincoln, Nebraska would send us, Grady, if you'd send us your mailing address and your shirt size, we will send you the LPR bundle package, Talk Back, at issuesetc.org. Thanks for all your votes and everybody who listened and voted for Soundbite of the Week. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, and if you're a member of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, please designate your Thrivent Choice dollars this month to Lutheran Public Radio. Lutheran Public Radio produces Issues Etc. Just look for the Thrivent logo under the donate page at issuesetc.org. Now, if you designate your Thrivent Choice dollars online before the 31st of August, Thrivent promises to donate an additional $25 to Issues Etc. Thanks for listening. And as always, thanks for your support. Monday on Issues Etc., we're going to talk with Pastor Tom Baker about Solomon building the temple in 1 Kings chapters 5 and 6. That's Monday on Issues Etc. If you stop and think about this, I think one of our guests recently called it hand-waving, storytelling. When someone makes a claim for the origins of the universe or the origins of life, carefully listen to that claim. Are they talking about something that can be observed, that has been observed, that has been shown to be? Or are they just telling you a story to explain what they believe? I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Have you ever considered becoming a pastor or a deaconess? Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, invites you to prayerfully consider a weekend event where you attend classes, talk with students and faculty, and worship at Kramer Chapel. Prayerfully Consider is October 10th through the 12th on the campus of Concordia Theological Seminary. For more information, call 1-800-481-2155 or send an email to admission@ctsfw.edu.
Do you want a church with a rockin' band and a sermon series to help you live a better life? It's not here. Bethany Evangelical Lutheran Church in Fairview Heights offers authentic, historic Christianity to a world awash in fads and entertainment, and offers forgiveness of sins to people overwhelmed with guilt and shame. Join us Sundays at 9:30 on Old Collinsville Road in Fairview Heights, Illinois, to receive the life-giving gifts of God with us. Find out more online at bethanylcms.org.